The following program is rated M for a mature audience. It contains coarse language.
Hello and happy hump day.
What?
It's time for the Nate Darling Show.
Yep.
With Diana Hong, Ted Sampson, and Christiana D.
Nope.
And now, a man with the true love of lady lumps. Here's Nate.
Hey, buddies.
I think we can all agree about lady lumps.
Yeah.
I like them.
Everybody in the room is a fan.
Yeah,
that's true. We all are. I mean, even if Christiana was here.
I think she appreciates them too, actually.
Yeah, I don't think she has anything against them.
She doesn't appreciate them the way that we do.
Probably not. She has a different appreciation for them, but that's fine. Coming up on the show today, I have proof that Rush Limbaugh has lost his mind.
Finally.
Proof. A hot dog eating contest goes horribly awry.
What?
Yeah. And Britney without her auto-tune.
Oh.
Yeah.
I have not. I waited. 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 So this we can get like my real reaction.
It's worth hearing. But first, just as this show drops, Weird Al's new album dropped yesterday.
Ooh.
On Monday, they released the video for his new single, Tacky.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of pride. I Instagram every meal I've had.
All my
used liquor bottles are on display. We can go to see a show, but I'll make you pay.
Of celebrity cameos in this video, by the way, lip syncing along, including Margaret Cho.
Ooh, your idol. Is she your idol?
You know she was. I think she is still.
Mm. Wait till you see her in this outfit. She'll be your idol again.
I just hate this fucking song.
The real one or the parody?
The real one. The parody is actually like making me okay with the song.
Is it too
upbeat?
But
the
for your
real
liking?
One, I think that's what it is. Oh.
So bitter.
Because like I remember I was driving home from a comedy competition, which I did not place in, so I didn't move on. So I'm already kind of bummed about that. But my dad was dying. Like this was like my family was coming from Korea. Like this was they were thinking this is gonna be the official thing. And the comedy competition was at Rooster Teeth, and like San Jose, like in the cuts in San Jose.
Okay.
So it was like 2.5 hours, and this song would not stop fucking playing. And after that, I was just like. Fuck you.
Oh,
fuck
no.
You for real. Like, I love you. I think you're attractive. I love everything you also do, except for this fucking song. So when I heard this song, I was just like, okay, Weird Al, you're funny. I'm letting this slide. But dear God, I hate this fucking song. Like, it's just, oh.
Oh, it's too bad.
Bad memories.
Oh, it's really sad. Isn't that where Jack Black starts twerking?
Yes.
The video is fun. Watch the video, y'all. And if you don't like the song, it might be fun with the video.
And listen to the lyrics, because it's really just shitting on everybody who pisses you off.
When you said listen to the lyrics, I was like, I did. And like, I like was a couple of those people. Like, this is awkward now. Oh. That's not what I... So listen to the lyrics. We all can relate. We've all had our tacky moments. No, you just went, no, everyone like a piss you off. I'm like, fuck. Oh. That's me. But we already knew that.
So yeah, new Weird Al. So that's always good.
More videos every day for the week coming up. Isn't that what's happening?
Not sure.
Oh, I thought that. Okay, I'll keep an eye out.
Not sure, but new Weird Al dropped yesterday. So
cool.
So take that for what it's worth. Ted, how was your week? I know you had your sketch show on Thursday.
That's right. It went well. Thank you to everyone who came out. We had a pretty good attendance. It was a good, solid show. We're going to be doing another one, I think, July 31st, but I'll confirm. And then every month at Comedy Sports, we'll be doing either best of or whole new shows. So I'll keep everyone posted So that was good. And then Beck and I went to Calaveras Big Trees State Park, which was really awesome. It's there. That's where the giant sequoias are found. So we had a nice walk through nature, and we saw some squirrels, and it was just beautiful out there. So.
And yeah. How was it?
It was beautiful out there.
Okay.
And the best thing is, no, not the best thing. On the way there, there's this big-ass truck in front of us, and it had a bumper sticker, and it had a picture of Obama, and it said, "Does this ass make my truck look big?" And it really annoyed me, because it wasn't funny. I just wanted to call Obama an ass. So,
no!
Screw you, person with a stupid bumper sticker that's not funny.
It is kind of funny.
No, it's not.
It is.
Does this ass make my truck look big?
Well,
I mean, it's just like, it just in that term, but like, if you put like a fucking Rush Limbaugh's face on it.
If you make my truck look big.
Basically,
if it was anyone else.
If it were
George W. Bush on a Prius, you would have smiled.
I don't know. I don't think it's very funny. I think it's dumb, but maybe you're right.
It's hacky as fuck. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
It's just lazy. That's why.
I'm not saying it's clever, but like, it's perfect on a truck, because only people with trucks would even fucking think to have that kind of bumper sticker and think it's funny. I think the whole picture of it. It's just like everything fits so well that it's just all tacky. It's like, I cannot write a better situation.
It is tacky. You're right. Weird Al was right about that.
Yeah, it was absolutely
right.
He
probably wears socks with his flip flops or whatever the fuck that lyric was.
Did he have truck nuts?
No,
oh,
truck
God.
Nuts.
Oh, that would have been, that would have made the story better. You should lie next time say yeah, truck nuts.
And then on the way back, we saw one of those dudes with the coal blaster pipes coming out the top of his truck. But
was he rolling coal on you?
He had smoke coming out. It really kind of pissed me off. I had to get around him because I don't like coal.
Well, was it going up a hill at the time?
No, just a straight down the road.
Because sometimes when the engine has to work a little harder, that'll happen. Yeah. Diana, what was the highlight of your week?
Fuck, I don't even remember.
So you got blackout drunk.
I wish.
Oh.
No, I had a show on Sunday at Momo's.
Oh, that's right. You were with N'Gayo Kareem and
Kareem was there, Cheryl, Anthony K, DJ Carlos, and like, it's just,
well, I just named the people that the people who listen to our show might know.
I've listed those names first, so if you guys don't know, definitely look them up. I'm going to name drop some more. Emma Haney and Steve Furry are there. Jason, I think his last name's Stone.
Well, that.
But anyways, I'm just name dropping because it's just like, for me, like, for being a new comic, for me, like, it was, I was very nervous to show. This show is like, this, the lineup was fucking heavy hitter. So this was a really like reflective point on me for my career where I looked back, like, I looked at it and I was like, holy shit, like, if I lived in Sacramento, I would be Facebook creeping these people, you know, like, but I'm sharing the stage with them. This is so amazing. And like, I'm actually like at a show just talking to them. Like, my mind was blown.
They're people.
And I'm another person. I'm a human being. It was great.
Stop exaggerating.
It was cool. That was great. I did some writing with some other comics this week, last weekend. And I'm excited to try some new material that I'm getting a little more. I think I'm going to be a little more vulnerable and get a little more sharing on stage. So I'm really excited. It was a lot of learning this weekend. So, I mean, it wasn't super exciting, but this is, I think it's one of those weekends I'm going to look back on and be like, fuck, I'm lucky.
Nice.
So it was cool.
That is cool. I got to see a lot of comedy this week.
Yeah. How was your boy?
Well, I'll get to that in a second. I'll start with my Thursday night. Went to see Riff Tracks, which are the guys that did Mystery Science Theater 3000, and it's Riff Tracks Live. They riffed on Sharknado, which could be the worst movie ever made. Mm-hmm. And in addition to how truly terrible that movie is, it was probably the best. And I've seen, this is my third or fourth Riff Tracks that I've seen in a theater, Riff Tracks Live, and I literally laughed almost the entire time. For the whole 2 hours I was there, they had a short that they absolutely destroyed. It was friggin' hilarious, and it just so well worth it. If you get a chance to go see Riff Tracks doing something, and they're doing, the next one they're doing is the 1998 version of Godzilla with Matthew Broderick.
I saw that.
So that's coming up, and they're also doing Anaconda.
Oh, I want to watch the Anaconda one.
Coming up this fall. So they are fantastic. And then Friday night, I went to see Christopher Titus at the Crest here in Sacramento. And to start with, show started a little bit late, and his wife is his opening act.
The fuck?
Yeah.
She's his wife.
I'm trying to think of her name. Rachel...
say Maddow, I'm going to fucking
no,
just walk
it's
out.
Not Rachel Maddow. And I've because I...
Oh, isn't she the gay one?
Rachel Maddow is gay, yes.
Oh, yeah, I fucked up. Never mind. Got her confused. Worst gay ever.
But, and she was pretty good. She did like 45 minutes. And here's the
wow.
thing. Here's the thing about her. Her highs in terms of funny were off the charts funny.
Yeah.
Her lows were just kind of like...
So her tags weren't good, but her punchlines were good.
No, it was different stories and how she was setting them up. Because it wasn't punchlines and tags. It was
stories.
It was stories. And some of them were fantastic and some of them just weren't quite there. Rachel Bradley is her name. I knew it would come to me. So they tour together. So she did 45 minutes and I would give her a solid B minus in terms of, you know, she was good. But when Titus comes out, because that dude is just so fucking fantastic on stage, he has this way of just doing a show. It's really not, it's more a one man show than it is stand up. Almost, because it's not what you think of when you're thinking of a stand-up show. It's stories and this in my life and that in my life, and it all weaves together and ties together just so fucking brilliantly that it, and one of the bits he does is it's called Arm the Children. And
okay.
I bought the Arm the Children t-shirt which because I wanted to wear it the next day when I had a run in Davis. And here's the thing. In Davis, I don't know if no one noticed it because they were all self-absorbed or everyone was too afraid to say anything. But it's a t-shirt, and on the front it just says Arm the Children, and it's got like a chubby smiley face and in one circle, and then another circle it's got a gun in it. So he does this sort of audience participation thing of how to solve the problems in the world. It's this, and he creates this scenario where it would be best to arm the children, and he's gesturing out, say it with me, arm the children, and then he puts both hands out and people go arm the children, and it was fun, you know. He did it like six or eight times. He's going through and arm the children, and then he finds one, and it's real subtle, but he turns away and then he turns back with one hand up, not two, one hand up, like up in a salute. And everybody goes arm the children, and he goes, now you see how Hitler got started. And I was like, motherfucker.
I do remember that bit.
I'm like,
know
motherfucker, that is brilliant. Now, he is taping this. It's the Angry Pursuit of Happiness. He is taping that coming up this fall for his next special. So got to see it before it was taped. But fantastic. And then they did the meet and greet after. And I had a nice little conversation with him because if you remember, if you listen to the show, a few months ago, I had a pointless Twitter argument with him when he was in Toledo. And I happened to mention that to him, and he's like, oh, yeah, there was blah, 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 and had a good time. And so
that's cute.
Good job, mate.
He was just everything that you would want in a show. It was there, and he was just such a cool dude. And he's like, you know what? He's from the Bay Area, from the East Bay, and he's making, and it's a bigger deal here, but he's making lots of local references that if he's playing somewhere in the Midwest where he's not from, he's not going to get them all. But you know,
he won't use those.
Yeah. So, yeah. So it was just such a fun show. Such a good show. And I cannot recommend him more highly, unless you're easily offended, in which case it might not be for you.
Stand-up in general is probably not for you.
But like I said, it's not really. I remember the first time I saw him when he did Norman Rockwell Is Bleeding, which was his first special. It doesn't feel like stand-up. It really does feel like a one-man show. And when you watch it and you see it all come together over a 90-minute show, it's like, holy fuck. The writing and the tooling and the working to get everything to come together like that is just amazing. And I have seen him before when he was still working on a special, when he was working on Love is Evil. He did Tommy T's in Rancho Cordova when it was called Tommy T's.
Oh, it's called Tommy T's again.
Is it again? Okay. But he was like, because he went through a bunch of stuff and he had it down. He goes, okay, this next little bit might be a little bit rough because I'm still working on some things. And then when I saw the special a few months later, I'm like, oh, okay, that's what he did with that. That's what he did with that. But it's just, it's amazing that it's just, it's woven like a long, it's like going to see a movie or one, it's like a play. It's crazy. He is crazy good. And there is nobody who is doing it quite like he is. And that's nothing against any other comic anywhere. Everybody's got their thing, but what he does is just crazy good. I love it. So
I think that's always like that's I love those comics. You can like kind of see what they're working with and all that, and then when you see the whole thing put together, it's like it really is like just a masterpiece.
You guys are listening to Mike Birbiglia?
I've heard of him. Yes,
he's awesome. He does a really. I think I'm not sure if it's quite what you're talking about, but he like he has a narrative with all these jokes interweaving. It's this really intricately done comedy that tells a story while getting a lot of laughs.
Yeah.
Beautifully done.
Sounds very similar. Similar style, but so. but Titus's stuff is very very edgy.
Oh yeah, Mike's not edgy.
No, he's more of a family friendly.
I saw
guy.
Lewis Black.
Ah.
That like changed my life too. Like live.
Yeah, very
it's just like
he's a very different sort of comic.
He
than
is
that.
A different comic. Yeah, but it's just like to see like someone that talented, like just a talent in general, regardless of how they like project it. Like, you know, how Christopher Titus does it or you know, the different styles of it. I don't know, it's just a whole nother appreciation. I was actually one of my friends told me this. She was like, yeah, I have this friend, like she likes really like not even puns, like really bad puns, like hacky jokes like teachers would tell kind of jokes. And she's like, you know, I used to think, I was like, oh, it's funny because it's like it's funny that you're think it's whatever. And she's like, now I just am just like shut the fuck up, like my taste for like humor and comedy just gone like better, because like you appreciate it more. And when you see good stand-ups like that, like I think it's great. And it's that's I don't know. I think it's a underappreciated art. I saw Rick. He was headlining a punchline. Rick Gutierrez and Mac O'Lightly was featuring, and then Jimmy Earl was hosting. But the show was great. Rick did a lot of crowd work that I've never seen done the way he does it. He got a grandma to admit to him after the show that I love sucking dick. Like,
oh
this guy. Yeah, this guy is his crowd work. He's a fucking god. Like it's crazy. I love that. This is great. That's great that you went out and watched stand up, and now I'm gonna go look up Christopher Titus's specials.
Yeah, he's absolutely fantastic, fan freaking tastic. Quick World Cup recap. It's over now. Germany won. That's it. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's all we needed.
I really don't like Germany. And I hate to say this because it's not the country's fault, because I dated a fucking bitch from there. Well, I just don't like
Germany.
It's
nothing the country did. It's just the girl you dated?
It's just the girl I did that made me... I can't even eat German food without getting angry.
I have the opposite experience. It's like the country did something that pissed me off a while back. And
it's not quite clear.
I'm not a forgive and forget kind of guy.
Yeah.
But it sounded like your girl was pretty bad, too.
To be fair, it was an Austrian that did it.
Got all the Germans behind him.
That's true.
That's true.
But yeah, we both have a case against Germany.
I mean, yeah, I
but
think
yours
Germany...
is more recent, probably.
Right? Mine is obviously more... traumatic.
Yeah.
It's more traumatic, obviously.
One-on-one, yeah.
Fuck.
Oh, no, it's okay. They weren't good to, you know, the gay community either.
No,
so.
They're just, like, not good. Like, but they kick
well,
ass
weren't.
At soccer.
Except
but,
in soccer. They're pretty
soccer.
Good at that.
Oh, yeah.
They're just, like, hopes. And they just, like, just stepping on dreams and hopes. Like, I mean, did you really have to beat Brazil 7-1? Like, was that absolutely necessary on their home country?
Yeah. You know what? Stop them.
Yeah.
Don't like it? Don't like it? Stop them.
Yeah.
It goes for you too, Poland. Rush Limbaugh has completely lost his mind. He's got a new theory as to why the Democrats want Hillary Clinton to run in 2016.
Well, they voted for Obama for only one reason. They wanted it shown that the country was no longer racist. And how best to prove that? There's no better way to prove that than to elect a black man president.
All right, let me just go out there on a limb and say this. I voted for Obama the first time because, and it was really neck and neck between Obama and McCain, but Obama picked Joe Biden to be a vice president, and Joe Biden might be a little bit nutty, But he's, you know, he's been in Congress for quite a while and a reasonably intelligent fellow. Wouldn't send the country off on the rails. And John McCain picked a batshit crazy nut job that would be one heartbeat away from the president, and it was a 70-plus-year-old man's heartbeat. So that's why. It had nothing to do with black or white. But let's continue.
And that's why they voted for him.
No.
Didn't care about anything else.
For free things.
And my point, I was trying to reach him. I was trying to say it's going to make it worse. It's not going to solve anything.
That's right. If you elect a black man, it's just going to make racism worse.
Because any criticism of Obama is going to be immediately tagged as racist, and it's going to be disqualified.
Since when?
There isn't going to be any criticism of Obama permitted.
What the fuck?
This was a year before the election. Well, a year before the inauguration. Mm-hmm. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, I have been proven prescient. It has been that in spades. In fact, it has gotten worse. It's not just that any criticism of Obama would be labeled or tagged as racist. What has happened is the Republican Party has, by and large, been shut down.
No, it hasn't. That's bullshit.
How much shit have they blocked under Obama's...
Right. Well, this all comes from Eric Holder saying that there is a racial animus to some of the criticism of President Obama. And Limbaugh said that there is no criticism of the president that's permitted for that specific reason. But he goes on to why we want Hillary.
Oh, good.
They're... reluctance to be critical of anything Obama is doing is rooted in the fact that they don't want to be called racist.
Yeah, the Republicans are real reticent to criticize the president.
Why the Democrats are salivating at Hillary or Elizabeth Warren being the next president, because it'd be the same thing. Any criticism of the first woman president would be sexist, and it would be therefore unqualified. You're and right. Then they'll, after that, if they succeed, then they'll go out and recruit the first Hispanic. And it'll be the same thing. No criticism of the next two or three Democrat presidents will be tolerated, because
by who? What is he? Oh my God. He's such a blathering.
I told you, he's lost his
windbag.
Mind. He's lost his mind.
I agree. Mega dittos.
Hella Xeroxes. I don't know.
Well, I'm opposed to the whole thing.
God. All right. So the 4th of July turned deadly in South Dakota. Hot dog eating contest.
See, those things will kill you guys.
Mm-hmm. Walter Eagletail, 47, of Custer, died at a hospital after attempts to save him at the scene failed. Custer County Sheriff Rick Wheeler told the Rapid City Journal, "There was someone doing CPR when we arrived. He probably just suffocated. It got lodged in his throat, and the paramedics couldn't get it out. It all happened within minutes." Now, the Custer Chamber of Commerce, which sponsored the contest, canceled a pie-eating contest scheduled for the next day.
Well, give me a break.
Said, "We're at a loss for words. We are mourning for Walter and his family right now."
I can't laugh. That's horrible.
It's really sad.
I'm going to hell.
It is really sad.
But I think hot dog eating contests are kind of sad, too.
The whole thing is weird.
Competitive eating bugs me a lot. It's like, food is a necessity, and there are people starving all over the place, but these people are competing to cram as many pieces of meat in their gullet as they can. It's just kind of disgusting to me. Anyway.
Well, George Shea, the chairman of the Major League Eating... It's Major League Eating, Ted.
Whatever the fuck it is, it's disgusting.
A competitive eating organization based in New York said organizers do all they can to prevent casualties during contests. Quote, "We always make sure it's in a controlled environment. We organize the entire thing around safety. Just as if it's football or hockey or auto racing. We approach it as a top priority." The funeral arrangements were pending. I'm sure they've taken place by now for Eagletail, who friends describe as a fun-loving, kind, and caring man.
That's sad.
They said Walter was just being Walter, having fun when he entered the contest. He was just having a good time. So he died doing what he loved, and Custer finally got one back. Anyway, I'm going to die.
People really, like, what the fuck?
I'm surprised this doesn't happen more.
Well,
I
that
really
too,
am.
But I'm just I feel bad because like death is not like someone. This was someone's husband, father. I mean, and I hate to say, I'm probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to anyway because I just people need to learn from other people's mistakes.
All right,
this is Darwinism trying to come back.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't do stupid shit like that. Like, Ted's right. Like, really, we need competitive eating. That needs to be a thing. And you choke on a fucking... Okay, why is he giving him CPR when he's choking? Aren't you supposed to do the Heimlich?
I don't know. I'm
like,
not a
there's
paramedic.
So many Come fucking on, things. Like, why?
Why?
Oh, you don't run a marathon when you don't... if you're not... I don't know. I'm sad. I'm sorry for their loss.
Yes, absolutely.
But at the same time, everyone just learned from this.
I'm sure he didn't go in thinking, oh, there's a chance I'm not going to go home to my family tonight.
Well, they all sign a waiver, I think. Well, they have to.
Yeah, but nobody reads those things.
I signed one when I ate the spicy wing challenge, when I did that. That basically, in like print, just said, I recognize that I'm an idiot for trying this.
Yeah.
And
waivers.
When I saw that, I was like, I feel dumber if I was actually to sign this after reading that I'm agreeing to this.
And that's why most people don't do that. They just sign it.
That wasn't a speed eating thing. That was just really hot wings, right?
Yeah, that was, yeah.
Dangerously hot wings.
But you had to do it within like an hour, I think.
Okay. Ooh.
But it was like 6-7 wings or something.
Oh, just so hot. But like, that was a problem.
Oh, yeah. No, I was pissing lava. Like, it's not just hot. I was pissing fire.
Jeez. Yeah, I'll pass on those too.
Yeah. Bad times.
Bad times.
All right, speaking of eating, it can be a particularly squeamish part of birth most parents would rather not have to think about again. But the placenta, a bloody organ packed with nutrients and oxygen to nourish the unborn baby, is increasingly and controversially being eaten by new mothers keen to try and beat baby blues and boost their breast milk and energy. That's right, many thousands of women, including actresses January Jones and Alicia Silverstone, swear by the unproven health benefits of drinking their placentas in smoothies prepared by specialists or popping them as pills. A ruling last month from the European Food Safety Authority threatens the practice, however, suggesting the placenta is, quote, a novel food which requires regulation. Quote, eating placenta is an ancient tradition continued in many cultures today. That's according to Linnea Schrief, a placenta specialist thought to be the first to offer encapsulation services in Europe. It's magnificent, life-giving organ, absolutely packed full of nutrients, and fed to a baby to develop from a single cell to a fully functioning being. No wonder new mothers want to get back some of the goodness to help them care for their newborns. That's not what a placenta is. It's a protective casing, and the nutrients go through to the baby through the belly button. Anyway, but never mind that. Go ahead, put them. Grind it up, make it into a smoothie.
Ew.
The Food Standards Agency in Britain has set a deadline of July 11th, which is passed, for anyone unhappy with the European ruling to prove human placenta is not a novel food. This means proving significant evidence that EU women were eating placentas before May 1997, when laws were introduced to stop the sale of products from GM crops. Schrief says the challenge set by the FSA is ludicrous, as very few people had heard about the practice before the internet became mainstream.
Gross.
Yeah.
I like Victoria. Never want to get pregnant.
Well, you know what?
I just pictured placenta coming out of me.
Well, it will. Yeah, you want it to. I grew up on a farm. If it doesn't come out, it will rot inside the body.
Gross.
And it smells bad.
Gross.
It happens.
Why people? Oh my God! I'm just grossed. Bye. Like, where's this hot dog eating thing? And then now the fucking placenta. I'm just like fucking.
I'm kind of sad Christiana's not here because
me too.
As a mother.
That's not why.
No.
Just in general.
No, yeah. Just in general, because like I feel like she could articulate my feelings better than I can, because I just feel. I don't articulate the
You're
feels.
A healer. Yeah. Mm.
So anyway, they charge a lot for the capsules too. So.
Oh my God, why the fuck didn't I think of that? You know what? I'm going to move to Hollywood and just be like, we should all just fucking drink our period blood and not waste that shit and have like little capsules and vitamins and fucking makeup, not makeup, you know, somehow bullshit some facts. That's
well,
the
you
same
are,
as makeup.
You are losing iron every time you do
exactly.
it.
Exactly. So you know what? That's what I'm fucking doing. And watch me be a billionaire.
Do it.
Deuces.
Reclaim the iron your body is shedding.
Oh my God, this is just people with money. Like,
well, you're lucky. You're a woman. You have all these things come out of you. What can I, as a man, sell except for sperm?
Yeah,
it's not
you
fair.
Actually get paid to fucking feel pleasure and jerk off.
I know, but you have to meet these criteria and be desirable and smart. So fuck that shit.
Yeah, you have no idea the pressure
you're
we're under as men.
Oh, we're playing that fucking game. Really? Do you know how shitty it is to sell my eggs?
How shitty is it?
How shitty is it?
Well, I mean, okay, I'm Asian, so I'm lucky because it's actually more for mine because everyone apparently we're in high demand.
Ooh,
a designer
exotic.
Baby.
Exotic.
Yeah, and also I have a college degree.
Oh yeah.
No, we don't need to know how we got it; just that I got it.
You're an athlete.
Yeah, yeah. Don't look like one, but I am
an
one.
Athlete.
And then like, but the thing is, like, I don't know if I fit all the requirements.
Oh.
Which I, you know, we can all research and guess which ones I don't and do not, but we're not doing that. But
I
the
see.
point is that I may qualify. So, but either way, it's a bitch. It hurts a lot. Like my friend did it. She was like out for like, I think 3 or 4 days, like pain.
So no pain, no gain.
Yeah.
She made a lot of money, didn't she? I don't know. I don't
you could go? Like you get joy and. You get money.
Yeah, you get joy and money.
So I think in that term,
you get
like,
fun, you get seasons in the sun.
So I'm convinced you should do it, Diana.
Wait, hold on. That's not what I was trying to argue. Oh. My argument was that you guys got it off. Like,
where's
you guys
Christiana?
Got it easy.
Oh, we have it easy. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, well, if you saw the Vince Vaughn movie, and I forget the name of it now, where all of his, where he donated sperm in college.
Oh.
And then all of his kids traced him back.
Right, yeah.
Oh, God.
I forget that. I actually saw it in the theater and I forgot the name of it. It was not a terrible movie. But yeah.
I do remember that movie coming on being like, I kind of want to watch it. And I think we actually talked about it on the podcast.
We did because I saw it in the theater and
didn't
it wasn't
you give
bad.
Like a 3 or something, like 3 stars or something. You're just like, yeah. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. You can wait for it on like when it comes out on Netflix. But
I don't remember the name of it.
Don't remember the title. But is it worth Googling the
Delivery
title?
Man.
Delivery
That's
Man.
It. Delivery Man.
Okay,
forever
now
to get that in
you
there.
Guys don't have to Google it. We did it for you. So
yeah.
It's
533 kids in this movie. Huh, mm-hmm. Hilarious.
Yeah,
maybe
it's it's more of a sweet comedy than it is hilariously funny.
Huh.
If I had to categorize it.
Okay.
Well, in DeKalb County, Alabama, a woman is facing theft charges after authorities say she rode a horse to a store while intoxicated and tried to shoplift items from said store. Christine Saunders, who's 45 and from Fife, was charged with public intoxication and possession of a prohibited beverage. That's according to the sheriff, Jimmy Harris. And she'll likely face more charges. Harris said deputies and Fife police were called to the store at Hammond's Crossroads, where he said Saunders was being held with the items she allegedly took from the store. He said that Saunders had a horse tied up outside the store with 3 cans of Keystone Light beer tied to the saddle horn in a Walmart bag.
Uh-huh.
Harris said Saunders did not own the horse, which was returned to its owner. And the owner of the horse has declined to press charges. Apparently the Walmart, they are going to press charges for the 3 Keystone Lights.
Oh, geez, get over it. No, but I wonder if it's illegal to drive under the influence on a horse, because DUI was not on that list, was it?
Well, no, but public intoxication was
on
different.
The list.
It is very much.
Animal endangerment? I'm wondering.
It's hard to say.
Hmm.
Speaking of things that sound like an animal being tortured, it's time for Britney Spears without auto-tune. Come on, play.
Please play.
Play, please.
That's just me.
It is just
I just wanted everyone to know I'm not Britney Spears.
You're not far off, though.
Oh.
Honestly. Because I did hear it. Come on, let's.
Still me.
The internet is letting me down right now. I hate
internet.
When the internet lets me down.
Shh, fucking internet. Al Gore, you let us down again.
Al Gore is very disappointing to me. I'm going to be very angry. Because Huffington Post is letting me down. Let me just do a quick thing. Brittany.
Should we do animal
it's
impressions?
Brittany, bitch.
No. Auto-tune. Let's see if I can find. Hold on. Maybe. We're gonna try it. Here we go. I found it.
Good job.
Thank you.
This track is going to be hot with autotune.
Is it?
I'm expecting to be worse. This isn't great, granted. Oh, there it goes. Never mind.
I know, I was like, the notes come in. I'm liking this track, though. I just, well, I really can't wait until the autotune her voice. It's going to be a good song.
Here's what it sounds like with autotune. I still hate it.
I love poppy shit, though. I think Paris Hilton would have been better on this track.
She's the worst. Literally, no.
Nate's face was just like, get the fuck out of my house right now.
Oh, no.
I'm like the beat, though. It's like...
Yeah.
I just want the vocals to not be there. Is that possible? Can we get an instrumental?
Well, you know there's going to be a 7-inch dance remix where it's like 12 minutes long.
This is the autotune version?
Yeah.
They could have fixed that?
Garbage in, garbage out, man.
They couldn't fix that. Like,
this is...
How did she become such a popular singer?
You know
singer?
What? Okay, in her defense...
It's Diana for the defense again.
I think, like, she was supposed to, like, hit a certain note or tune with this track. Because, like, she can't be that bad.
No, she can't be that
because
bad.
Because when they auto-tuned it sounds just as bad. And that doesn't make sense.
No, it does. It sounds better auto-tuned.
Granted, it does sound better, but it doesn't sound... Like, I think she purposely, like, went worse than she's capable of. And I lightweight thought it was Madonna at first. Like, I get why she kissed Britney over... Christina, because they're probably on the same talent level, and Christina actually has a voice. Christina's a bitch. I will acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
But no one could dispute she doesn't have a voice. Right? Like, you agree she's talented, right?
Christina Aguilera?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Britney Spears, on a talent, on a scale of talent 1 to 10, she's a 4.5.
Oh, you're sweet.
She's a 4.5.
Well, are we counting everything? Kind of like how when we do like the checking out people scale,
you know,
it's like you can count personality that adds you plus or two or like plus or minus two. But like talent wise, if you do singing, like dancing, choreography, looks, that can subtract you like plus or minus three.
This is complicated.
Yeah, this has become a very way too difficult math equation for me.
Come on, guys, really?
I just don't care enough about her to even come up with a number, honestly.
Yeah, I'll give her
Stars.
Credit.
She, I don't know what the lyrics are.
I'm glad to see that she has put her life together, apparently, and been able to carry on with her career, which was kind of in doubt a few years ago when she was, you know, shaving her head and attacking SUVs with an umbrella.
And driving with her kids on her lap.
But that being said, I really, really, really don't need to hear any more of her songs.
Hear, hear.
They act.
Ooh.
We decide.
Ooh.
Cool or two.
All right, first up in Cooler Tool, eating placentas, Ted.
Tool. As a vegan, I have a problem with it. And as a human, I have a problem with it.
Diana?
We're going to go with... That's just, even saying placenta. Don't say that to me ever again.
Do you prefer afterbirth?
Why is he talking to me?
Because you're on the show.
Yeah, it's true. Right into your
I
headphones.
Said two. Tool. Two. Tool. I
it's
just tool. Over.
It's
over.
It's bullshit. Up next in Cooler Tool, horses. Horses, aww. Diana.
Cool. Horses are cool.
Ted?
Horses are awesome. They're cool. Yeah, I love horses.
For the most part. They do bite, though.
Well, who doesn't? Okay, that's not a good argument.
Yeah, horses are cool.
Oh, Ted.
No.
And finally in Cooler Tool, autotune. Autotune. Ted.
Technologically speaking, it's cool.
Diana.
I think it's cool either fucking way. It's all about the end product. If it sounds good, sounds good. Not gonna call it like quality music, but I think it's awesome. I think autotune's really cool. I think you're lazy, but you're cool.
Auto-tune is Tool. It's absolute Tool. It obscures the people who have actual talent with people who are not very talented. But hey, we're going to ramp it up in post and give it a little sound.
Wait, can I change my vote?
No. Yes.
Okay, wait, I'm going to go with Tool. I'm going to go with Tool now. Because that's a very good point. It's true. Well, because I was thinking from the dance perspective when no one's actually thinking of its quality music anyway. You know what I mean? Like, it's just to sound good and to get drunk to. It's not like to... In that case, that music is type of Tool anyways, but it's cool because it's just like, who gives a fuck?
Well, you can have bubblegum pop that means nothing, and you don't have to auto-tune it. The Jackson 5 were fucking awesome, and there's no more bubblegummy bullshit than early 70s Jackson 5, but it was still good music.
And that's not the shit, though. You'll be like, Patron shots to, like, ABC? Like, no one's gonna be doing that, like... I do, but I'm not everybody. I drink to anything. That's different.
Hold on, let's put this to the test here, because here we go. Hey, Ted, let's get some Patron and do some shots. All right.
Okay.
We'll get it. We'll party down.
What are we doing?
We're just gonna throw back some shots and get hammered
to this.
That's what we're gonna do.
This is the stuff that you just want to dance to.
No. We're gonna hammer some shots right about now. Yeah. Woo!
You scared Ted.
So you can
That's
do it.
No, my point about as a tool, I think it's neat technologically. I think it's really messed up to use anything as a crutch to cover up your inability to sing. But I think it's neat, like auto-tune the news by. Oh, whatever. Anyway, it's fun.
Oh, yeah, it's like a cool little thing, like technology-wise.
That's
yeah, I guess it's cool, but like, yeah,
Do you want to change your vote again?
No, aww. I think, like, you're right. It's really taken away from the people that can't. You can have, but I think music in general has gone in a Tool direction, so that's why I'm just kind of like, fuck it. Like, I think I should change my answer to fuck it, why not? But that's not an option. No. We should do a cooler Tool, fuck it.
Well, that's more things.
I make too much... Make it
rhyme.
Too complicated.
Yeah, it's too much.
Cool it, tool it, fuck it. Whoa, no, that's not what I meant by that.
All right, I think it's time we moved on. Or we do some shots of Patron, right, yeah. Michael?
Yeah. Patron.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, Jackson 5.
I do love the Jackson 5.
Jackson 5 are. Freaking awesome.
Fucking great. Yeah. That's cool. What I'm saying. They don't make music like that anymore. They tried with fucking One Direction.
Yeah, that's pretty close. Although they are.
Are you kidding? Did that just come out of your. Yeah, thank you.
Close. It's the same type of music. You love Justin Bieber. So
you know what? He is a gift from Canada. He is different.
You know, he's something. Hold on. Let me. Hold on, I need a palate cleanser. Hold on. I just need a little something here.
A little Cotton Eye Joe? No.
Oh.
I need to go to my happy place. I just need to take a second, go to my happy place and relax.
One more shot to Patron while we listen to this?
No shots of Patron.
Okay.
Vodka? Whiskey. Whiskey's a classy one.
Yeah, it's just, this sort of resets my mind.
Isn't this auto-tune?
This whole thing is...
synthetic.
This is synthesizers. Yeah. It's not the same as auto-tune.
I think electricity in general kind of makes music not as real as the acoustic stuff. So I think electricity is Tool.
Well, it's a real trumpet, bitches.
Yeah, that sounds synthesized. Is it really a real trumpet?
Yeah. It is. All right, moving on with the show. Rick Perry did not want to greet President Obama when Air Force One lands in Austin.
Because he's racist?
Could be. The governor's office...
Because he can't make fun of him, otherwise he's a racist.
The governor's office says the White House extended an invitation to Perry to meet Obama on the tarmac when he arrived for Democratic fundraisers in Dallas and Austin. However, Perry refused the offer, instead asking to meet with Obama in private to discuss the high number of unaccompanied children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent months. He said, and I quote, "I appreciate the offer to greet you at the Austin Bergstrom Airport, but a quick handshake on the tarmac will not allow for the thoughtful discussion regarding the humanitarian and national security crises enveloping the Rio Grande Valley in South Texas." That's what Perry wrote in a letter to the president. I would instead offer to meet with you at any time during your visit to Texas for a substantive meeting to discuss this critical issue.
Shouldn't you greet them first and then hang out with them?
Yeah, well, I think I think what he was trying to avoid was just the quick, oh yeah, I met with Rick Perry for 2 seconds on the tarmac, and now I'm done. So I think that was a pretty reasoned letter. But the headline, Rick Perry refuses Obama's offer for a tarmac handshake.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I think that was legit. It's
settle
legit.
Down.
But he's still racist.
Settle down, Huffington Post. Sarah Palin, on the other hand, is calling for Obama's impeachment.
This bitch needs to stop. She stole a thing. Why?
Well, in a column published on Breitbart.com, Palin accused the president of purposeful dereliction of duty, likening Obama's treatment of the United States to that of an abusive spouse. She says, and I quote, enough is enough of the years of abuse from this president. His unsecured border crisis is the last straw that makes the battered wife say no mas. Really, you threw in Spanish? The only Spanish you know? That in Yokiro Taco Bell? She went on, without borders, there is no nation. Obama knows this. Opening our borders to a flood of illegal immigrants is deliberate. This is fundamental transformation of America. It's the only promise he's kept.
What?
It's all
he's
bullshit.
The worst. When people throw on the whole impeaching thing, I don't like someone impeach him. It's just really kind of makes a mockery of the whole system.
It does.
It's such bullshit.
That's like the calling witch. What was the witch hunt?
Witch hunt.
When they did the Salem witch trial. I was like, I don't like my neighbor's cat pissed on my lawn.
She's a witch?
She's a witch. She made her cat do it, and then they fucking put her at the stake.
You think Obama's a witch?
You know what? That's exactly what
Burn
I just
him!
Said.
I thought
Burn
so.
The witch!
Burn him!
Exactly
witch
what
on
I said.
Wife.
Meanwhile,
I just want Sarah Palin on The View, and then I'm done. Like, I just want one episode with her on The View and Whoopi Goldberg and just fucking battling it out.
We'll get to The View later in the show. There's stuff to go on with that. Meanwhile, the voice of reason, House Speaker John Boehner, rejected calls from several conservatives to impeach Obama. Speaking to reporters on Capitol Hill, he was asked about former GOP vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin's assertions.
What the fuck what she says. Anyway.
Yeah. But he is instead saying, no, we're not going to do that. He's currently pursuing a lawsuit against Obama for his use of executive actions to sidestep Congress. He's expected to bring legislation to the floor later this month that would authorize the House General Counsel to sue the Obama administration and compel the president to enforce existing law. The speaker has said the potential legal action is not about impeachment, despite speculation that it may be a prelude to impeachment proceedings in the House.
A waste of time.
It's a good thing that the Republicans are afraid to say anything to criticize Obama, because my God, imagine if they weren't. What would be going on?
Oh my God.
It's absolutely insane.
I really want to know how many executive orders Obama's used versus Bush, because I'm sure that's been calculated before, but it's such bullshit. That's just what presidents do. I don't know. It makes me mad.
It is.
Now we have media to make it like, to blow it up and make it seem like it's like really weird and obscure and all this, and it's, but we didn't have access to that as freely before.
Yeah,
it just
selective
seems
memory.
Selective memory too. That's true, but also like information that's provided. You know what I'm saying? Like if everything was put on blast, like, you know, 10, 12 years ago, it'd be different. But technology has fucked that up in a sense. It's great. I think it just would have been fair if everyone had the same type of exposure. Then we could really, like, fucking talk shit. But it's selective memory. It's, you know, people just not paying attention.
Well, the most ridiculous thing I saw this past week was somebody posted an alleged photo from the border of kids from Guatemala wearing white sneakers with a picture of Obama on the side and his campaign slogan.
Oh, brother.
First of all, I don't know that those shoes actually exist. Mm-hmm. But the veracity with which they claimed is like, well, this came from a source at the border that gave us other things. It's like, it's a picture of a fucking foot. I don't know where it's from. They're like, you know it's ours because there's no laces in those shoes and we take their shoelaces. Yeah, because no one walks around in shoes with no shoelaces ever.
Actually, I don't.
Well, maybe you don't.
Just kidding.
Oh, here's a fun fact.
Because they took
my
laces away at the psych ward.
Well, I was just looking at the Wikipedia, and it's George W. Bush had 291 executive orders during his tenure, and thus far, Obama's had 180. I know he still has some time to go, but, you know, anyway, just selective memory.
Yeah, well, it's that thing where it's okay if your guy does it, but it's not okay if the other guy does it.
Exactly.
Because you don't get your way. Because
Bush was white. Wait, no.
Well, it's sort of like what we talked about before, where it was a very small thing where the bumper sticker kind of bugged you, but if it would have been something calling George Bush an ass, you probably wouldn't have been as bothered.
No, I thought I didn't like the hack joke. That was my problem. Just be clever hacky. If you're going to put a little bumper sticker on your.
I just love that the hat joke was the hack joke was from a person driving a truck. Listen, like, that just makes it better in my eyes.
Okay,
like,
don't just shit on everybody who drives a truck. Some people need a truck. Don't get all judgy.
Yeah.
That doesn't help anybody.
Oh, it helps me because I just find humor in the whole entire situation. The joke was hacky. Everything about the situation. It's like of all people, like of all stereotypes to perpetuate, like why do you keep doing this one?
I think there should be a rule that a year after the election, I'll give you a year, mm-hmm. you have to find a way to remove your bumper sticker.
That's a good idea.
Especially if your guy lost. If your guy lost, you get 3 months. If your guy won, you get a year. You get a year of gloat time.
Oh, that's fair enough.
You get a little gloat time. But I do not need to see any more, you know, bumper stickers from, the first Obama campaign. It's like, great, your guy won. That's nice. I voted for him, but get the bumper sticker off.
But if he's still president, can't you still show your support while he's still in office?
No, because if it's Obama 2004.
Okay, if it's dated.
Yeah,
or 2008.
It's dated, it's a little dated. Off.
Yeah,
okay.
Obama 08. Oh, gotcha. No. Scrape it off. That's all I'm saying.
Fine by me.
Yeah, I think it's like a one of them statute of limitation things. Statute of limitations? Yeah.
Statue.
No, a statue is something else.
Statute. It's a statute. You're right. I know what a fucking statue. Stop it. I thought it was one of those word like homograms, right? A homogram. How the fuck do you? What are?
Homonym?
Where it has multiple meanings?
Sure. I don't know.
You guys are mean.
It's time for Florida
I'm
Corner.
I'm not saying anything.
No,
you're being sexist.
Making me.
Or anti-Semitic. I'm not sure which one. Maybe both.
No, I think you're being sexist because it's against me. You're not helping.
No,
me.
I'm not doing it. I'm not helping, defending a defenseless lady. I'm sorry. I thought you could defend yourself.
So you are not. Yeah, you are being sexist.
By
and
not
you're
defending you?
Yeah, you're perpetuating male.
Can we move on?
Yeah, it's time for Florida Corner.
I'm being attacked.
That's true.
That's because I'm anti-Semitic.
Right? That's what, yeah, I agree.
That's what it is.
A West Palm Beach man was arrested on Thursday after hitting a gym instructor in the face with a 5-pound weight.
Ow.
Daniel Amato, 40, allegedly struck the 25-year-old hard exercise works trainer with a 5-pound plate during the middle of a class. The trainer was taken to the hospital with broken facial bones that will require surgery. So, Diana, please, no matter how badly your gym experience goes, do not hit any instructors in the face.
Is there a motive?
With a plate. The gym owner told deputies that Amato is the husband or ex-husband of a prior gym member. The attack was unprovoked, according to the report.
Hmm.
He was charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and resisting arrest. He was booked into the county jail, where he remained, at least for the next day. So, and friends and family have set up a fundraising page for the victim.
Hmm.
Apparently, the crime was a case of mistaken identity.
Oh, Jesus.
That's according to the fundraising page. Let me.
According to the fundraising page.
Let me. Oh, boy.
All I'm sure news is biased.
This is youcaring.com.
Why am I digging for justification?
Why are you asking about this?
I'm just curious what provokes someone to hit someone in the face with a 5-pound weight, but I can't
think
of no good reason.
Probably telling him he's fat. I don't know. People do crazy shit for crazy reasons.
I like to be specific, Diana. That's why I'm a journalist.
Apparently, it was a kettlebell.
Fuck.
Wow.
Oh, fuck. That's
plate.
Not a plate, dude.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. He picked up a kettlebell, helping a client snuck up at him with a 5-pound plate, knocking him unconscious, shattering his cheekbone and orbital, breaking his nose, and causing a bruise to the brain.
Oh, fuck.
To make matters worse, it appears the crime was a case of mistaken identity, and John's attacker was after someone else who does not even work or attend the same gym.
Oh, dear.
Jealousy. Women.
Yep.
That was the reason for it, women.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I thought.
Women make people do crazy things, which is fucking true.
Yeah. It's true.
It's very true. I've gone batshit crazy because I was infatuated. I won't say I wasn't. No. God, dude, me and love would be scary.
All I'm saying, and it's been said before in a movie, don't put pussy on a pedestal.
If it's been a while, you know why you do it. It's understandable. Just don't do it.
Yeah. It's not worth going to jail for.
No, definitely not.
Also in Florida, there have been plenty of hoax videos portraying a guy saying, fuck her right in the pussy during live news broadcasts. But then recently, someone went for it during World Cup coverage. And now there's a second real example spotted, a construction sign hacked to display the phrase, fuck her right in the pussy. here's the best part. There's a news story.
The construction signs electronic message and replace it with something much more obscene. However, Lawrence is digging into the issue, and if there's a way to make sure it doesn't happen near you.
Careful. Sarah Carpenter wanted to do something special with her 11-year-old brother and 6-year-old son. Wednesday night, she decided to go to
her 11-year-old brother and 6-year-old son. Hello, Florida.
The drive-in theater in Ruskin. Coming home down Boyette Road, she saw this construction sign near Bell Shoals Road. This is what it should say. Carpenter took this picture of what it did say Wednesday night.
And we're driving, and I look over, and I have to do a double take. I'm like, what does that say?
The sight distracted her as she tried to merge into the open lane. Her brother Matthew sat in the passenger seat of her car.
He's like, does that sign say what I think it says? And I have my 6-year-old in the back seat trying to sound it out.
She quickly distracted Jaden and moved on. Hillsborough County contracted this road project. A spokesperson says the signs are not their responsibility and directed me here to Acme Barricades. No one for the company would go on camera. But
a Mr. Wile E. Coyote was unavailable.
On this project, he told me hackers get into the computer at the sign and change it. He added they have taken steps. Inside the control panel here, there's a keyboard. What the company did was change the password to the computer and take that keyboard away. Still, there is no lock on the access panel. With Jaden, Sarah worries about driving this way again.
Don't want to run into that when he can't actually read.
In Hillsborough County, Edward Lawrence, ABC Action News.
Seriously.
Something else to be scared about.
You listen. First world problems right there.
Yep.
Seriously, she just was like, oh my God, I can't drive by it again because you never know what they're going to say. And he might understand the next one.
He might.
He might actually learn how to read. This could be a problem, you guys.
Jaden might know how to read at some point.
Oh, dear God.
Anyway, that's Florida Corner.
If you did not have Publix, and I've said this multiple times, I would just say go away. But they have Publix, so everything's okay.
Well, you mentioned The View earlier. Rosie O'Donnell is, she's back. She's returning to The View. And it's not sitting well with her former colleague, Elizabeth Hasselbeck. She was on vacation from Fox and Friends, and she called into the show to talk about it. Come on, Internet.
She's back. TMZ reporting that Rosie O'Donnell is returning to The View.
Do you believe I think our troops are terrorists, Elizabeth?
I don't think that you...
Do you believe that, yes or no?
Excuse me. Let me speak.
You're going to double speak. It's just a yes or a no.
I am not a double speaker.
She's not a double speaker.
She's not a double speaker, guys.
She doesn't know how to speak the first time.
What is a double speaker? I don't know.
No idea.
One who speaks doubly.
Yeah, but she called in.
What does her former co-host think about that? Elizabeth Hasselbeck, who is currently on vacation, picked up a phone and she joins us live. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning, my friends. Hi, Steve, Ryan, and Anna. This is how I watched the show for years, so I am thrilled to be joining you for my staycation. Just flipped some pancakes with the kids, and what could ruin a vacation more than to hear news like this? I know Rosie very well. We worked quite closely. Talk about not securing the border. Here in comes to The View the very woman who bit in the face of our military, bit in the face of her own network, and really in the face of a person who stood by her and had civilized debates for the time that she was there. Mm-hmm. Coming back with a bunch of control, ready to regain the seat at The View table, not surprising. I think this has been in the works for a long time.
Why? Why do you think it's been in the works for a long time?
Okay, so I'll go back to the reunion show for Barbara. How odd is...
Yes, Dinah?
I just loved it. She was like, first off, bitch, no one asked you about your vacation, like how your day was. And she just went into pancakes and some bullshit. She's that bored with her fucking life that she was like, oh, my God, I have to tell everyone my opinion about this.
Have you
my
seen
vacation.
Fox and Friends?
I know, but it's just like, and then it's like, well, it's a conspiracy, basically, is what she's saying. And then they're like, how? Really? Why do you think that? Oh my God, I'm so glad you asked. Let me bust out this fucking chart I drew for you. Like, she just had this everything just planned, and she's just been so, like, lonely and dead. Bitch, go away.
Well, she is a host on Fox
and
Friends.
I don't watch it for, I think Fox in general needs to go away.
Well, she's a host on Fox and Friends. She was just on vacation.
Enjoy your vacation.
But it continues. There's a point where Fox and Friends is very unaware of what they do.
This. When you have the woman who, again, insinuated that our own troops were terrorists in Iraq at the time, then left the show, meanwhile, while still at the end of her contract, to have such ease the day of Barbara's goodbye show was shocking to me. She walked around with a lot of control. And then when I had the chance to talk to her, Rosie herself told me on set, while we were mic'd up, that she produced the reunion show to have everybody together, and it was her idea. Ooh. Now, would you think that the woman who left the way that she did would be producing Barbara's goodbye show? Here's the shocker. It was actually her hello show.
Oh. Wow.
Wow. So they've been planning this.
Yeah. And a lot of people are saying she's going to have a heavy hand in who's going to be added to the show. Get your thoughts on that in just a bit. But as they're looking, Harvey Levin from TMZ was giving you huge accolades last night with Greta Van Susteren. Listen to this.
To me, the linchpin in this whole thing was Elizabeth Hasselbeck. And, you know, ironically, and I didn't think so at the time, she was the key to the success of the show, at least in the last, you know, 8 or 9 years, because she was the lightning rod. And you saw what happened when you showed it with Rosie and Elizabeth. And that's the stuff people like seeing. You don't want five people or four people, all of whom are agreeing.
And see, that was the problem for a lot of people with this latest batch, Elizabeth Hasselbeck, was everybody had the same view. You need...
Isn't that what Fox News does?
Yes! That's the whole point. Steve Doocy does not get the fact that he's like, listen, you can't just have people agreeing all the time. He continued.
To have the other point of view. Otherwise, it's dull.
There you go, Steve Doocy. You just admitted you're dull.
Clueless asshole.
He
wow,
is.
I'm getting mad. That's not good.
I think I'm
do,
just
do you need to hear Capital
point.
Cities, Ted?
Can we play some happy, like some music? If you play happy, I swear to God, I will punch a fucking baby in its face. But like,
not Nate's baby, which I bet you mean his cat, baby, I imagine. Okay.
Oh God, I need to get this. I need to cleanse my ears because this has just been the last most bullshit segment. Because I hate that bitch so much. I hate Fox so much. Not saying all the other news stations are great. They're better. They're not great. They're better.
All right. Well, fine. Let's throw a little music on while I continue with
Jackson
the story.
Jackson 5 would be great. Justin Bieber would be better.
Oh, Spotify's in commercial now. So.
I was like, what is that?
It's a commercial for something.
I was kind of digging it, but only by default because it's better than listening to that bitch's voice.
Yeah, well, we're done with her.
I hate her so much.
Well,
and I don't know her, and that makes me feel like a shitty person because I don't know her, but it's just like, oh my God.
She is shrill and annoying, and she is from a reality show, so there's that.
She's just, oh. Why? This is the thing, I don't believe in God. Because, like, people like that are just fucking rewarded and have wonderful lives and great.
I imagine she's mad and miserable all the time, but maybe I'm wrong.
But I think she's too fucking ignorant to realize it. She's like, I have money. I have this. I can make pancakes for my kids and I can call in. And I love my job so much that I call in instead of doing a national vacation. But I only call in because I can stay relevant and on the news because I am just a famo.
Well, no, they had her call in because... They were talking about Rosie O'Donnell on The View.
It's like, you bitch, you're on vacation.
Well,
if I was on vacation, I'd be like, phone's off.
Well, that's why you're not on a nationally televised show.
Yeah, if I was. John Stewart.
Wait, this
just
nationally.
Dipped.
Oh, it's not televised. Never mind.
It's not televised.
There you go.
It's worldwide. We're worldwide, bitches.
Oh, yeah. We are.
See? But
John Stewart dipped for like 3 months, and they were like, well, we could use your opinion on this. And he was like, I'm on vacation.
He wasn't on vacation, was bitch. He was directing a movie in the Middle East.
He was doing something.
He just called her a bitch.
He did.
Awesome.
Well, she'd do the same.
pretty much
non-gender specific.
Uh-huh. Oh, this one was gender specific.
So to continue, not with Elizabeth Hasbeck, we're done with her.
God.
Rosie O'Donnell's back on The View, and Donald Trump weighed in via Twitter, as he does. He said, "Rosie is back on The View, which tells you just how desperate they must be. It is the standard short-term fix for a long-term disaster." He continued, "Rosie is crude, rude, obnoxious, and dumb. Other than that, I like her very much."
Pot and kettle.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, there you go.
That makes me happy.
Rosie's back on The View. By the way, Rosie O'Donnell, I think, is a terrible person. I don't care for her at all. I think she's terrible. I mean, if you check in with some of the people who were on her daytime talk show, where she feigned all this excitement over Tom Cruise and the Cutie Patootie Chub Club that she had, there are just some horror stories about what a nightmare she was to work for. So, good luck to them. I hope you're off the air by St. Smithin's Day. I don't know when that is, but there you go. That's my hope for you. All right, it's come time for Small Town News. But before that, I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been doing their shopping on Amazon through NateDarlingShow.com. For those of you who haven't, get on it. Come on. It's all we ask. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It's super simple. Go to the website. You're probably there now. Click the tab. Click the Shop Amazon tab. And do your Amazon shopping. Get whatever you need. Gifts for people. Your own fungibles around the house.
Fungibles.
Look it up.
I don't want to look it up.
Treat yourself to something nice if you'd like. Just go ahead and do it through the Shop Amazon tab at NateDarlingShow.com. It's the best way to support the show, and we do appreciate it. And now, without further ado, it's time for this.
Don't let the big world overwhelm you. Let's get small. Small Town News.
We go to Massachusetts, the town of Uxbridge.
Uxbridge,
where the Uxbridge police have released a strongly worded warning for people to stop pooping on passing trains in town. The most recent complaint from the P&W Railroad is that people are defecating off of bridges onto trains as they pass by. That's what the Uxbridge police put on their Facebook page. Yes, you read it right. We have no idea what would possess someone to drop their pants and poop on passing trains, but guess what? It's happening.
Come on, guys. It's P&W, not Poo&W. Am I right?
Do not. Sorry. Oh, that's actually a thing they're complaining.
The issue was mentioned in a post about graffiti. The Telegram and Gazette reported that a call came in from the P&W Railroad employees to report four people defecating onto a passing train while on a railroad bridge.
Gross.
The police department issued a strong warning to those who would replicate the fecal feat. If we catch you with your pants down defecating on a train, you'll be charged with everything we can find that fits the elements to the crime. Which translates to, we're looking for something to charge you with. But don't do it. We mean it.
Yeah,
don't make me say it again. The announcement of the pooping problem was made in conjunction with a warning about graffiti. Not only does going onto the property open up people to multiple kinds of charges, but spray cans left on the tracks could potentially damage or derail a train. At times, the trains passing through carry hazardous materials, and if the train gets derailed, it could cause a huge problem. These actions potentially put lives in danger. So if anyone sees anyone on the tracks or anything suspicious around any railroad tracks in town, they're asked to contact the Uxbridge Police Department immediately at 508-278-7755. And please, as always, for the love of God, do not poop on passing trains.
Good advice.
I'm sorry, I never thought I'd have to say that, but... That's small town news. It's what you do in a town of like 10,000 people. Poop on the train going through.
I was
going
to say, that's what people shit in the Muni in San Francisco, so I guess it's kind of...
I think it's something completely different. I think people shitting on the Muni is insanity and not boredom.
True.
So that's going to do it for this episode of The Nate Darling Show. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Get a fresh new show for you again on Friday. Until then... listen to some music by Good Shoes. It's The Photos on My Wall. The Nate Darling Show. Bye-bye. I stare and nod my head. And leap straight when it finishes an